Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, good evening, good evening. We welcome you all to the Transformation Cafe. Got an interesting conversation tonight. And we want to thank our regular diners. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am great. It's so good to talk to you again tonight.
Yes, it's so good visiting with you as well. And Miss Marvine, how are you tonight? Whoops. Marvine, are you there? Oh, hold on a second. Miss Marvine, how are you tonight?
I'm in the pink. How are you?
You're in the pink? She's in the pink.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, you know what? That was a saying that they used to use a long time ago, and I looked it up, and it seems and in the pink means that everything's happy and good.
In the pink.
Yes.
Well, that would be an interesting conference. We could talk about that on another show about being in different colors. that would be an interesting thing. Being in yellow or being in orange or whatever. That's kind of an interesting way of looking at everything. I've heard that.
And here I was associating it with being on Candy Mountain.
Candy Mountain. Yeah, good old Candy Mountain. So there you go. That's always been a good one, too.
Yeah,
exactly. And Miss Mary, how are you tonight? We got Mary on there. I'm not sure if we do. So, okay. Mary, are you there? I think I've got her on there. She's not answering. So, hopefully she can hear me. Mary, are you there? I guess not. Well, No, she's there. So, I don't know. Something's going on with the call. So, do we have any other diners here? Okay, something's going on with the phone. So tonight we were going to, it's just technical difficulties. Once in a while that happened here. And I'm Robin Masevich, one of the other regular diners here. So I was talking to Gloria today, and there's just been so much activity with mob rioting going on. It's really all over the world. So I decided it would be really interesting to kind of look at that from a spiritual perspective. And I'm really wanting to kind of bring out the concept of revolution for evolution. The fact that there's challenges for change and really challenging the status quo. So we can really move past some of these things and really come to new understandings of where we are with things like that. So a couple of things that I just wanted to kind of put out there for different things that have been going on probably the last, two or three months. Yeah, it seems like months. Is the Zimmerman trials, how we had a bunch of rioting come on after that, which if you go all the way back to Rodney King, I mean, Rodney King had the same situations back in the L.A. area here right after that happened with just major rioting and protesting that happened with that. And I know over in Turkey. Okay, well, we can talk about that. And then Huntington Beach, just over the weekend, individuals were drinking and got really rioty, and basically got a bunch of people all stirred up, and there was a bunch of activity that, breaking of windows and some vandalism and things like that occurred, or dumping over a bunch of porta potties and things like that occurred after they had the surfing competition. And, of course, all the different changes that are happening over in Turkey. And Gloria made a really nice correlation.
Because I know
that
Turkey
or Egypt. Do you know, Meryl or Marvine, do you know if it's Turkey or Egypt?
After we spoke, I think it's Egypt.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, Egypt is on the brink of a civil war.
Okay. So, people coming to their city squares and having a square off between people on different views of what they think should be happening to the countries. And so, there's definitely levels of violence and control that's kind of going on with that. And I was thinking, too, isn't it interesting that, back in December, La Misera came out and was a movie that was basically right around the holidays that came out, and that's been about 6-7 months since that came out. So it's had time to pretty much go around the world on whatever level, making itself available for people to watch that movie. So
what
it is all about revolution. La Miserable, and it's that musical that's about riots, about rioting for their independence. So I thought that was something that could kind of come out there from just different levels of consciousness and what's kind of going on with that. So I wanted to kind of put that out for everybody, you know, on the table for dining here about something to be thinking about with that. So what are you thinking about all that, Marvin, with revolution for evolution?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the real issue has to do, this goes back a really long time, and choices are evolution or revolution. And one of the things that you've got right now is masses of people feeding negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, and the best example was a few people that got out of control in Huntington. And I used to have a little store on State Street there, or Main Street. And I think what's interesting is you get a couple of people worked up, and when the energy starts, it's a crowd mentality. And if you've got a good crowd, you got a good crowd. But you get enough people in there that are not such a good crowd, and you're going to get the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, I would pretty much guess that a lot of the people involved in that were not locals from Huntington, because
mm-hmm.
there was a big surfing contest there that weekend, and I think just a whole bunch of people got riled up and they did a huge amount of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think you make a good point. They're not local, so what do they care if that something happens to that city? It's not going to really affect them. They're going to move away and not have that be something that they're going to live in that community, and people are going to know that they can't have that kind of conduct. You know,
well,
they
no,
can walk
but you know what they think
really know
they
that.
Think it won't. They think it won't affect them, but every action they take affects them and everyone else in the environment. Because what happens is, you take a group like that, and let's just say, and I know there were more than 10, but let's just use 10 people, and the damage that was done. What's going to happen with the next surf competition or whatever they do down in that particular area? We, the people, are going to be paying for more manpower on the police departments.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another, we're paying for the damages that were done,
mm-hmm.
whether it's through taxes or through insurance companies or whatever. But one way or the other, ultimately, we're all paying for this.
And I think we're giving them too much credit to even think that they even considered the ramifications of their actions. Because when you get into a mob mentality, there is no thought whatsoever. It's just about participation and camaraderie of the moment. People don't think, and I believe that that's the problem.
Well, I think that there's a lot of truth to that, but I also think that there are some people that probably did walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are the people who thought, and they weren't part of the mob mentality.
Right. But see, some of the people that joined in probably weren't part of the mob mentality until it started. And they got on the proverbial sleigh or the proverbial bus and rode along with it. And
right, and that's when they're allowing the winds of what's happening to sweep them along. And again, they're not thinking.
Right.
So the people who were thinking were not part of the mob mentality because they did leave. And the people who did stay weren't thinking, and they were part of the mob mentality because they allowed themselves. It's like making that choice. You either choose to go left or right, and even if you stand still, you're still making a choice.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I kind of want to move it just that level. You know, are you coming from conscious choices or unconscious choices? You know, when you're being in the moment and looking at what's happening on something like that, are you on automatic or in such a level of peer manipulation, or are you making your own choices and not having it be with the crowd controls you?
Well, you know, there's a whole psychology about that process. And based on what we were talking about earlier today, I think we were looking more along the lines, not so much about the psychology of why it's happening and what they're doing, more along the lines of the the expansion of the universe and moving into understanding how it plays in the different levels of dimensions within human evolution.
Yeah, so do you think they were like, they were thinking about that when you know, they were smashing windows? I don't think so.
About that, not even for 2 seconds, no, let alone in the middle of a situation like that.
Yeah, they're not thinking about it. But you and I, when we were talking about it earlier, it appeared, I thought that we were talking about how the universe goes through this expansion and it's an energetic process that permeates just the energetic sensations of people and they get swept in. It's like that unconscious mom mentality, but it's part of the human evolution for the expansion and contraction process based upon how people feel from other people and the circumstances of social and economic influences.
Right, exactly. Well, it's just that whole level of, you know, the mentality of getting swept up in just that level of, like I said, a riot or mob situation. So it was, Gloria and I were wondering about that, if there was a riot mentality as opposed to a mob mentality. And, you know, really the only difference that I could see, because I went ahead and looked at that, the riot mentality, you know, has the element of destruction and you know, ill actions involved with it as opposed to just a mob. Because a mob has more to just do with just, you know, when it comes to peer pressure, you know, for mob kind of a situation. So it's interesting when it comes to levels of stuff like that, because they were using another example of, like, you know, when a team, you know, basically wins a big, you know, competition or something like that. They win the Super Bowl or whatever, you know, the world championships and things like that. How the winning team, automatically people just think that's kind of gives them permission to go out there and just be radical when it comes to levels of what's acceptable behavior when it comes to something like that. And in the name of celebrating a team or something like that, they're out there being destructive. It's interesting how there's some kind of an understanding with something like that, because it's been modeled in the past that that's a conduct that's made okay on whatever level, you know, even though it is very destructive. So, and, you know, we were also talking about, you know, when it comes to, moration, when it comes to levels, when people are coming from a level of, you know, back in the day, you got to a certain age and you were going to get married and you were going to have kids and things like that. And there's the opportunity now for people to be getting more mature on a certain level later when it comes to things like that, too. So do you think that's a factor, Marvin, that, you know, people are, you know, they're, you know, going to college and they're getting married later, they're having kids later. Can that be something that would be affecting, you know, on a mob or riot level like that? That, you know, adults from like 18 to say 26 or something like that, that level of activities, they're kind of making it more acceptable for that kind of an age group that wasn't acceptable before.
See, I don't agree with that. What I'm watching, and I'm watching worldwide, is that peoples all over are frustrated with whatever their so-called leaders are or are not. And when people begin to feel helpless, this kind of energy rises. And in this particular case, it was misdirected and misspent. But that's a lot of anger energy and a lot of frustration energy that all caught hold in a given area. It's the same thing with the the trial.
And Zimmerman.
And everybody, they turned it into race and guns and it didn't have anything to do with either one of those things. And
you're talking
about
Florida?
Pardon me?
Were you talking about Florida then?
Yeah, with Zimmerman.
Yeah, Zimmerman.
Race against? Okay.
And you know, the real issue there has to do with you've got a lot of angry people out there. And what happened in this particular situation, because I saw the back of his head when he was talking to the cops at the scene, and he had bandages on the back of his head. Well, obviously there was some damage done to him before that happened. And then I also watched one of the jurors just this past week, and she said race or guns never came up in that particular jury. And according to the letter of the law, the man was clearly not guilty. And she also made it clear that any parent that has a child taken from them, regardless of the circumstances, that's a huge loss, and it's a major shock. But to turn it into something it's not, rather than turning it into maybe the laws need to be tweaked because California is an extremely litigious society. And so what happens is you've got energy building up all over, and energy is motion, it's movement. And when people don't know what to do, or let's say they're too lazy to do some things like write letters to the White House. I wrote a letter to the White House 6 weeks or so ago, and I finally got an answer back, and it was a form letter. So I'm going to send them back another letter because I'm just stubborn enough to do things like that. Because we need to get these things turned around. And when you've got so many people frustrated over finances and over medical care and over all of these other things, and then you take a look at the beaches and let you use that particular area instead of turning it into a party, which is what it was meant to be, a celebration, it again got turned into, certainly not on the same level, but Boston or Turkey or Egypt, because you've got a whole bunch of frustrated people out there and your houses are divided. In the States, you know, they use the Republicans and Democrats, and they're divided in other areas too. And the bottom line is people people, I really agree with Gloria said, people need to stop and think, and they need to begin to turn things around, but there's ways to do it without that kind of activity.
Mm-hmm.
And even the attitude of, well, you know, throwing a cigarette out the window or a plastic cup or whatever, thinking, well, that's no big deal. Well, you multiply that by a million people and tell me that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then there's the little girl that got the, and I can't remember, I think it's a virus, and I think this was in Florida too, out of contaminated out of water that she was swimming in. There's only been 50 cases reported of this particular thing in the world. She may not make it, and yet it's alive, and they don't know how to do anything about it.
Is
and
that
again,
that one virus where it eats your skin? Is that the one you're talking about?
Say it again.
Is it that one virus where it eats your skin? Is that what you're talking about?
The little girl?
Yeah.
She's like 11 years old, and she got it from swimming in a place that people swim all the time.
Yeah, but it's the virus that eats your skin. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and so what it is they don't know how to treat it. And they don't know how to treat it.
The flesh-eating virus, Robin, is called MRSA.
MRSA. Okay.
No, but this is not a flesh-eating virus. This is just something that goes inside.
Oh, it's
anyway,
an internal issue. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's an internal issue. But the real, you know, the real thing here is not one or two people, but all the people need to stop and think about what they're doing.
Right. Right.
I mean, how they're driving, how they, you know, it's. But so many people think, well, this is no big deal, and then it becomes a big deal. You know, it's the same thing as a leak. So, I was talking to somebody today about the sinkholes that are happening in numerous places.
Right.
Well,
right.
Well, building a road or whatever they do, whether it's plumbing or whatever. Building it is one thing, but if they don't take care of it, and it's got to be maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that we can't see, like where our water comes from and a lot of those other things, have not been taken care of properly.
Right.
And that it's the same thing that has happened in a lot of other areas. Now, in downtown Huntington, and I believe the age group was from 13 and I think to 22 or 23, could have been a little bit older. But once something like that gets started and you have a number of other people getting involved. You know, it would be interesting to see how many people that weren't shown that did walk away. But the worst feature is whether or not is the damage that the people did that is going to, it's like the factions take Boston, take New York City, and take a look at the damage. A handful of people have created all of these things for other people, including, you know, all the problems with airlines now and a lot of the other things because of a handful of people. These things need to be taken care of instead of just shifted or band-aided. And there's so many band-aids on in so many areas right now. And they're going to have to take a really hard look and do some serious work to begin to turn it around.
So that's really the big issue is, you know, there's been so many band-aids over the, you know, decades of just,
right.
you know, making something, you know, okay in the moment. So there's just, you know, I'm thinking of just the infrastructures of the roads and bridges and everything else that are out there as well. You know, we've got these crumbling
absolutely.
Situations of all the stuff out there of just having it be a metaphor for just all the other things that are happening on a structural level. And, you know, there's lots of stories out there now, too, about, you know, all these things because of just levels of false integrity and having things go with, you know, the banking industry and just all these people, you know, on a corruption level that are finally crumbling and they're all this stuff's going to be falling over to the wayside. So it's basically, you know, what do you stand on for a level of foundation for yourself so, you know, when things are start getting shaky that, you know, you're on solid ground, you know, keeping it
well,
on there.
I think the big picture there has to do with, you know, and I don't know how many people even want to or can get honest with. I mean, there's people sitting out there on tons and tons and tons of money that one of them, for example, could probably open a psych home. There are probably people in each state that could open a psych home for people that need to be cared for that can't take care of themselves. And they don't. You know, they're out there doing whatever they do, and I don't think there's anything wrong with having fun, but when you look at, they're also the ones that contributed to the major problem, and I don't have a problem with money. I have a problem with people and getting money through manipulation and borderline honest means, and then all of the big breaks, for example, with taxes and things like that, and we are the ones, ultimately, that we pay to fix the roads. We pay for the graffiti. One way or another, we're going to pay for Huntington Beach. We're going to wind up paying for the damage that was done in Los Angeles and in Florida through any number of means because we're buyers. And when you start taking a look at that, there's been so much money shifted into other countries and for projects that were really not necessary projects. And I'm talking about some of these million-dollar gatherings. You know, have a big million-dollar potluck and let people bring their own food. I know that that's overly simplified. But the thing is,
I don't know. Maybe not. So it's everybody taking responsibility for their stuff, and ultimately, that's where we have to come from a level of, you know. Because I mean, you know, we can talk about all these things, but you know, in being spiritually sound with something, you know, what are the solutions? What's the bottom line for some of these things for turning it around? It's basically self-actualization and owning, you know, where you are with something like that, and moving it in a direction of being proactive.
Well, I think that's true, and I also think that people, you know, and I'm not saying everybody needs to write the same letters or anything, but there are a lot of people out there that are feeling similar things, but all they're doing is communicating it with each other instead of writing to the White House or writing a letter to, a lot of the newspapers have places you can communicate with. They're posting something I posted something on Facebook the other day and it was something to, and I got quite a few replies on it because it's time to stop the band-aids. And it's time to really fix things. But in order to do that, somebody's going to have to slow down and pay attention. And right now, most people are too busy either covering their own ass or covering up things or have so many things on their plate, they can't possibly pay attention.
Well, and it's also another contributing factor is the overwhelming sense of apathy that has accumulated over the years, and it's a momentum that is people are working to reverse, but it's a very small number of people. You don't have the large uprisings, you know, and I think that when we get back to the riot aspect, that's the frustration of the people that are coming through, like when they had the war riots, and you had people who were marching for women's votes, and you had people who were interested in making change. And a lot of the frustration that people are experiencing is a sense, it's like this, the pressure cooker that has got a vent on top of it, that little rocker ball. And things are just getting so stressed that people don't know what to do. So they are reacting in that riotous activity. And I looked it up. Mob is the noun and riot is the act. So if they cause damage, set something on fire, that would be considered a riotous act. And so you have all of these people who have been basically biting the bullet, sucking it up, and dealing with all of this pressure, this overwhelm, the sense of overwhelm from working two jobs and making less than they did when they had one job before everything changed. And so now you're ending up with people who are just reacting because they've been holding it in for so long. And I believe that it will culminate when we have some people who can gather those individuals and put voice to what their frustrations are, that there will be more opportunities for organized, structured type of outspoken leadership.
Yeah, well, you know, there is leadership, because right now the ones that are getting attention and the ones that are doing are the ones that are creating the problems, such as Zimmerman.
Right.
If they had
they
had taken it to the right place.
I think you should step up, Marvin.
Pardon me?
I think you should step up. I think you're the right girl for the job.
No, I don't agree with that, but I certainly am writing letters and I'm talking, but I'm not talking about, you know, violence or hurting people. What I'm talking about is each individual taking responsibility. And when it comes to it, like the insurance companies, and that's a whole other story. But
I heard what you were saying, and I agree with you, and I'm saying that I think that you're the right person to start imbuing that message into people's hearts and minds and actions.
Because, you know, when you write, let's say, example, to a television company or a network or one of these, like the White House, if there's enough, because it's kind of like an actuarial thing, and what they do is, let's say you write one letter, they consider that one letter representative of so many thousand people.
You would hope.
Didn't you say it was like 20,000 people? Actually, 200,000. Didn't you say it was like 200,000 the other day when we were talking?
Well, yeah, when you think about the millions and millions of people out there and how many people will really get on a computer or pick up a piece of paper and write something, not as in nasty and threatening and all of the other things, but write a letter with some possible solutions.
I wasn't saying that wasn't the case with the number. I was saying that you are filled with more optimism than I am, because I wouldn't think, in my personal perspective, I don't believe that they even count the letters towards topics to even go to that extra link of being concerned about what we think.
Oh,
I don't think they care. I seriously don't. And see, that's where a lot of the apathy from those other individuals comes in.
Well, I think that's true. See, if I hadn't, you know, I've done quite a bit of television and things like that, and I do know that they pay attention, and if there's enough. Now, and you're also right, too, with regards to, I'm sure that there's people out there that are taking a look at these letters, and they're not really looking at the letters. And there's a big difference if somebody takes the time to say, wait a minute, this person has something to say. But again, we're back to the same problem of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because doing...
Speaking of time.
Oh, my goodness.
I just looked at the clock.
We're another half hour going on here. It's just starts getting juicy at 30 minutes. You know what I mean? You know, we have to think about going back to an hour format here. So we really want to encourage everybody. Yeah, I want to encourage everybody to, you know, go to, you know, think about creating a group activities that are with like-minded people that are wanting to be positive, proactive for change. And knowing that there's lots of activities that are nonviolent that are, can be out there and really putting their voice out there for having things be in a very positive direction. So,
and also come up with some possible solutions that everybody
can work
with together. Yep.
Be willing to contact your local, you know, people in your districts and your mayors and, you know, governors and things like that. And being out there on just, you know, city and, you know, working from just your communities into your cities and into your state and then into the national levels. You know, we have
people
to represent us.
Going.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just, and, you know, that's what it's going to take. It's the people, you know, that, you know, it isn't just the singled out few that have basically been out there to be the voice. It's everybody giving their voice, you know, the light to where we can just totally illuminate this thing and put it into just a brand new level of realizations for what it is. And it will be evolution with you know, with a level of, you know, revolution when it comes to levels of, you know, moving into a new level of evolving and changing ourselves in ways that we can feel good about and being a model for change that's proactive and positive for everybody, knowing that, you know, we're all on the same ladder together, climbing to a new plateau of being able to look out on a vista and say, yep, there we are. We're in a new place of vision. So that's a good thing. So as always, I always thank my ladies for putting it out there and sharing some stuff. And we just really want to thank everybody for who's checked in, whether you're live here now or on demand. And we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
And you guys start telling
this people
about
this. This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.